Of course, as we were discussing, you mentioned everyone impacted by COVID-19. Is there an idea on the impact on DASICO operations such as Gibraltar at this time?
Yeah, there are really two important things that are being managed by the mine at the moment. The first is protecting our employees and their families and our suppliers that come to the mine against the virus. That's number one. And then number two, managing the mine under increasingly challenging worldwide economic conditions. So those are the two things that we're managing to deal with at the moment.
And I understand, of course, recommendations by the provincial health officer to not have gatherings of more than 50 people, as well as social distancing. Are mine operations taking that advice?
For sure we are. Anything that comes from the Chief Mines Inspector, we take very seriously, of course. But we were doing this quite a few days before we received that notice. We're doing all of the things that he was recommending, plus more. You know, you will know, and I think your listeners will know, that we have some 700 employees at the mine. There's been no confirmed cases of COVID-19 at the mine or in its workforce. Operating procedures at the mine have been altered to protect people against the virus. And a couple of examples of that, Rebecca, employees are encouraged to stay home from work, predominantly the office employees, because they can work from home. And all employees, if you're feeling ill, are asked not to come to work. If you become feeling ill at work, you're going to be asked to go home. Bus transportation, we bus employees from Quesnel and from Williams Lake to back and forth to the mine. That has been greatly reduced. Employees are encouraged to drive their private vehicles to the mine. They'll be reimbursed accordingly for that. We're staggering work shifts to reduce the numbers of people that gather in one place. Those are the kind of things, in addition to the typical increased personal hygiene recommendations that we've all been familiar with in the last few days. All of those things have been put in place, and additional sanitizing stations and agents, etc. So we're taking all necessary precautions to protect the workforce.
And at this time, are there any layoffs or closures because of this?
Well, no. Gibraltar Mine is it's an efficient and resilient operation. We had essentially rebuilt the mine between 2006 and 2012, spending $700 million on that so that it could withstand these low copper prices that we're currently experiencing. And the mine is performing as designed to do so. So our intention is to operate the mine, to continue to do that. We have no plans to close or curtail operations. This is contingent, of course, on an available workforce and a reasonable demand for copper in the world.
And, of course, I understand a lot of people worried about their paycheck. Individuals who can't work from home and they have to self-isolate, for example, at Gibraltar, I guess, what's in place for them?
Oh, we're going to look after them. I don't have the specific details about how that's happening, but, you know, when through no fault of your own you're asked to stay at home, you're not going to be cut off your paycheck.
And I have a brother who works at a mine site in Saskatchewan, and it's a fly-in, fly-out, and he was telling me that there's even medical personnel on site, and if you show any symptoms of perhaps illness, you're asked to immediately leave. Is DASICO doing that at all?
Well, fly-in, fly-out operations are a little bit different. There you've got often a very large workforce that actually lives on site in essentially what are our hotel accommodations. So you've got a large gathering of people in a very small place, and so the incidence of potential infection and spread of infection is far greater. That's not the case at the Gibraltar Mine, so we don't have to have those provisions. There is a lot of distance between workers by the nature of that business. They're not living together as in a fly-in, fly-out situation.
And as you mentioned, you yourself are working from home. Are you aware of how many other DASICO employees are doing the same?
Yeah, from our head office, everybody's doing that. the office is open for those who need to go in and execute transactions and do things like that, but everybody's being encouraged to work from home as much as they can, and those that have to go in, get what they need to do done, and then get back home. So that's the situation at our head office here in Vancouver.
And I know we faced, I don't want to say similar situation with the 2017 wildfires, but how are you feeling about it? Do you feel that we're going to weather, I guess, the storm?
Well, the wildfire situation gave everybody in the region, and in Williams Lake in particular, a lot of experience in how to cope with an emergent situation. And we're no different. We learned from that experience as well. And, you know, I'm just speculating on my own personal view, and I probably shouldn't do this, but, you know, these things, we'll all survive this, and we hope to keep that mine operating. That's really important, that problems aren't compounded by loss of employment, and we're very cognizant of that and the impact that our operation has on Williams Lake and Quesnel and the whole central interior. It's a very important economic engine. We spend about $1 million every day, and that makes a big difference to people and for suppliers and people that offer their talent and supplies to the company. So, boy, we're sure focused on keeping that operation going. We've been through difficult circumstances before. I'm thinking now of the 2008-09 financial crisis, where all of our supply chain had to really put their shoulder to the wheel to make sure that the operation was able to survive that liquidity crisis. And so we've got a lot of great relationships that we can call on to keep everybody employed, and you can be assured that we'll be doing that.